God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So the moment you woke up this morning, you were fighting gravity. You were fighting the gravity that was pulling you back to your bed, and you were fighting the forces that were pulling you back to your bed. So things that are pulling against you, when you eat healthy, you're fighting gravity. When you exercise, you're fighting gravity. When you think right and do right, you're fighting gravity. Those are not the normal order of things. Gravity is against you. In 1 Kings chapter 1, we read about King David in his later days. And the book of Kings is just that. It's about the kings of God's people. And the theme, I suppose, is that success comes from allegiance to God and God's truth. And you find that embodied in good kings and in bad kings. You find what success truly is. Verse 1 of chapter 1 says, "Now King David was old and stricken in years." It's hard to imagine David this way. You always see him as a shepherd boy with a sling, or maybe as a competent and powerful king, but an old man, old and stricken in years. And they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat. So it was harder for him to stay warm. Gravity was fighting against him. And you know what? Gravity is against you. It is against everything that is right, everything that is noble, everything that is godly in your life. You know, time is against you. Time is gravity. The Bible later says that David was very old. And David may have been as young as 70 years old. So that's old, my soul. Most of us are in trouble because however long you've lived, you're not as far from 70 as you may think you are. But time is against you. We see a picture of Bathsheba here, and you don't think of Bathsheba as this, but she's an older queen. And when I say queen, when she went in to see David, she called him my lord the king. So yes, she was a queen, but she was also part of this court, and they were both getting old. You know, even Solomon too, writes in Ecclesiastes about how all your senses begin to diminish with age. And David himself says something that you find throughout the book of Kings, and that is, in my stead. One king reigns, and then he grows old, and then he dies, and another reigns in his stead. So time is gravity pulling against you. Nature is gravity pulling against you. This chapter is the story of one of David's sons, Adonijah, a man who exalted himself and who wished to displace his father as king and displace, more importantly, his brother Solomon as the next king. And so you think about human nature and it's gravity against you. You look at history and history is a bloody story. It's a bloody story of people striving and trying with all their ambitions and powers to rule over others. And when they finally win, they just rule over misery. History teaches us that you may win the battle, you may win the war, but you're still going to die. And nature, you know, the nature of people, the conniving, the scheming, the ambitions of people, that just has not changed. And that pulls against what God would have you to do. Your own ambitions sometimes do that. You think about a man like Napoleon, a genius, a brave man, a man of physical courage, and a man that could organize an empire. And yet, at the end of his life, Napoleon's overweight and bald and sick and on an island. And that is ever the story of anyone who's come to power. If you're young, you think about Alexander the Great, who wept, supposedly, because there were no more worlds to conquer. The only way that you can be a young man like that is to die young. And so, old or young, time is against you. Our own nature is against doing what is right. Chance is not going to fall your way. In verse 13, we're reminded that David had said, "Assuredly, Solomon will reign after me, not just by chance." And so what happens by chance is not what needs to happen, what is good to happen. And so gravity is against you. From the time you get up in the morning, gravity is pulling on your skin, it's pulling on your muscle, it's pulling on your resolve and your will. And so to determine to do right, whether it means to eat healthy or to live godly, gravity is against you. But here's the good news. God is greater than gravity. Greater is he that is in you, the Bible says, than he that is in the world. God is sovereign. In Romans chapter 8, speaking of salvation, verse 31 says, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Well, the answer is the whole world can be against us, but not to victory, not to win. If God would not withhold his only begotten Son to make salvation possible for us, what would God withhold from you to help you do the right thing if that's what you choose in God's power today? Gravity is against you. Your very nature is sometimes against you. Time is against you. Your nature's against you. Sheer chance will be against you. But God is greater than gravity. And so two things I would say today. Number one, take heart. And number two, take action. Take heart. You may be older than you wish you were. You know, I told some friends today that you are older than you've ever been before, but you're younger than you'll ever be again. So today, you have the most youth you're ever going to have again. And so ask God to help you to show allegiance to him so he can show his power in you. Take heart. Don't be discouraged by time, by chance, by nature, whether it's the evil tendencies of other people or in yourself. Take heart. And then secondly, take action. David had to take action to make sure that Solomon would reign in his stead. And that he did. The Bible shows us a David who didn't seem to know what was going on all the time. A king who was also a father who had never displeased his son Adonijah. And Adonijah apparently was a little spoiled. But despite all of that, when David took heart and took action, God gave him the grace to pass the kingdom on to the man named Solomon. So today, gravity is part of this world. And physical gravity, of course, is of a benefit. But there are all the other forces that are pulling against you every day, all the time. And the thing to remember when you face gravity and the forces that pull you to do what is wrong is that God is greater than gravity. God is greater than your need.